Well, a man who debuted for Australia in the One Day International down there in Melbourne is on the line. Gurinder Sandhu, good morning.
Good morning, Slap.
Great to chat, mate. I was cheering for you when you got your first wicket the other night.
That's good to hear. It's good to hear. Have you on my side.
It was a nice settler, wasn't it, to get that out of the way quickly?
Yeah, it's always good to sort of get a first touch really early or get as a bowler, get your first wicket pretty early in your spell.
It was a pretty good first hit up, I've got to say, mate. It was nice, as you said, to get it out of the way. Now, mate, you're going to be busy. You're a wanted man. What happens? We've got this big clash tonight at the SCG, the Thunder up against the Sixers, then, of course, the ODI on Friday. What are you going to be available tonight?
No, I won't be available for tonight's BBL game. I would have loved to play and hopefully get one over the rivals, the Sixers. But yeah, I'm in Hobart at the moment with the squad. So we have training in a couple of hours, and then we've got the game tomorrow.
Just quickly on the Thunder, and we get stuck into Huss all the time, mate, in the commentary box. It was so promising at the start. It just hasn't worked out that way.
It's just, I don't know, I guess a few injuries have sort of cost us with the batting side of things. And then, we just haven't been able to put sort of, apart from the first game, we haven't been able to put our batting and bowling together in one game.
Yeah.
We bat well, but then we don't bowl well, or we bowl well, but then we don't bat well. I'm not too sure what that comes down to, but hopefully finish the season off with a win tonight against the Sixers, and then come back together, have a think about what went wrong and what we can improve, I guess, for the coming years.
And Gurinder, did you notice a step up, obviously in quality, when you played your first ODI compared to what you've done previously in your career, which is still only, what, you're only 12 first-class matches into your career, really?
Yeah. So I was lucky enough to play the A-Series a bit earlier on.
Ah, yeah.
And got to play against a few of those boys, like Rohit Sharma, Suresh Raina.
Yeah.
And also Shikhar Dhawan. So a few of those guys that played against sort of had a feel for, how good they are and the level that they play at. So I think that was good. It gave me a little bit of an insight and sort of didn't feel like my first sort of international game, if you know what I mean?
Yep.
I sort of had a bit of taste of it already against the guys. I think that helped me a lot.
And I think the Australians, just the performances they put on the park this summer, mate, you must have felt that positivity when you came into the squad.
Yeah, exactly right. It's always good coming into a winning team. makes things a lot easier. And as you said, the winning sort of feel was already there, and there's no real pressure on anyone to do something very, very spectacular. Although Mitchell Starc got a 6 in the last game, 4 in the first game, so 10 wickets already for him. So he's bowling very, very well.
We're chatting with Gurinder Sandhu. Gurinder, it's all about timing, and your timing's sort of perfect to get the selectors' attention right before a World Cup.
Two people have said that to me already, excuse me. Whatever game I'm playing, I'm just trying to do the best I can. You know, if that means I've got to take a few wickets, then I'll try and take a few wickets. Or if I've got to stop a boundary for us to win or whatever it is I'll be trying to do, whether it's a big bash game or it's a game for the Blues or an ODI game. For the Aussies. So, I'm just happy at the moment to be in and around the squad and training with the guys and playing a few games here and there whenever I'm required.
Any idea when Josh Hazlewood and Mitchell Johnson will be back?
I'm not sure, to be honest. I have no idea. I think Mitchell Johnson had a bowl the other day in the Nets back in Perth.
Yeah.
Josh had a light run the other day, so I think they're very, very close.
And you've got the addition too of Cameron White and Sean Marsh, and he belted them in the Big Bash, Sean Marsh. So great opportunity, isn't it, Gurinder? I mean, there's no guarantees Michael Clarke will be fit for the World Cup, so both guys, if they score runs, they can be putting pressure on the selectors.
Yeah, exactly right. It's a great opportunity for, I guess, those two and myself in a way to, put our hands up just in case, someone does happen to fall over. That's not what we want, but you can never stop things like that. So just in case it happens, I guess, one, the selectors will know that these guys are ready. You know, talking about Sean Marsh and Cameron White, they're ready to step up, come say a World Cup game or something like that.
Fantastic, mate. Well done on your elevation to that national side. Keep it going, in particular tomorrow in Hobart and then in the build-up to the World Cup, Gurinder. Well done.
No worries. Thanks, DK. Thanks, Flav.
Good on you, mate.
He's good to see him in that side. It was a blazing start, wasn't it, at early wicket. He would have loved to another one. One for 58 in that match against India.
What he's very good at is that in bowling as well. Yeah. He's got all the mix-up. So when that ball is not quite hard and new, as it gets older, he comes into his own, and that's what Mike Hussey has been so impressed with, that death bowling.